Welcome to today's Wrenchgat Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Ron Blackwood with the Blackwood Artist Agency joins us on today's program to talk about the Blackwood Quartet's performance Friday at the Pella Opera House.
First of all, Ron, thanks for joining us, and let our listeners know just a little bit about some of the very storied history behind the Blackwood name.
The Blackwood, of course, started, my daddy started in 1934 then in Mississippi, then they moved to Shenandoah, Iowa, and that's where I came along. I was born in Shenandoah, and for years they were on KMA radio over there, and that's back when television really wasn't into the picture, and that was a 50,000-watt clear channel. And so Iowa means an awful lot to me. We, the Blackwoods, have played the Iowa State Fair four times, which I've been with them on those occasions. And I think I played every county fair in Iowa at some point or another. But we're just excited about coming to Pella, Iowa.
Well, and the Blackwood name has quite a bit of history for those that are up to date with it. For those who haven't heard it, though, just share with our listeners some of the names that the Blackwood brothers have played with over the different years and the different incarnations that have kind of been a part of that name and that legacy, as you mentioned, since the 30s and 40s.
Yes. Well, of course, we've been very fortunate. Elvis Presley was used to come to my house all the time and went to church with me, and we was in Memphis, Tennessee, where we lived at that time. And Elvis loved gospel music, and that's what he was raised on. And we sang with him several times, and that was quite an influence. Of course, then we sang in the Johnny Cash movie, I Walk the Line, and Johnny was from Arkansas, just across the river, and he used to listen to the Blackwoods on their radio show there. And we've just, after about 80-something years, and I haven't been with them that long. I'm not that old, but I can tell you that the Blackwoods have been very blessed, won 9 Grammy Awards and 27 Dove Awards. And just God has blessed us immensely, and we're very thankful, and I cannot tell you just how excited we are about Iowa, because that's where my home is, where I was raised. And I'll never forget the snowstorms. I think I thought when we moved south, I said a lot of people didn't like the winters, but I did, because we got to play in the snow as a young boy. But I'm trying to think of anything else I could tell you about the Blackwoods as far as our... We played, been in 39 different countries we've sung in. You're probably too young to remember, but the Blackwoods was on the Arthur Godfrey show, which back then was kind of like, it was equal to the American Idol of today. It was that big. And the Blackwood brothers and the McGuire sisters were on there, and it was just a very big event at that time. But, I'm just excited, like I said, boy, coming to Pella Opera House, and Heidi has been such a wonderful person to work with there.
Yeah, and we second that, certainly. The other thing I want to ask you about is that this is kind of a modern incarnation, so to speak, of the Blackwood Brothers that is coming this Friday to the Pella Opera House, but they're also going to be kind of tying back to some of the roots there with some of the music, as this program is titled The Gospel Side of Elvis. Let our listeners know about that special connection that this modern group is kind of singing back to.
Sure. Well, Mark Blackwood is the leader of the Blackwoods now, and his daddy was with the Blackwood Brothers for years, as my daddy was. And what we're doing is doing the gospel side of Elvis, the songs that Elvis loved, and he learned most of his gospel songs he learned by listening to the Blackwood Brothers. And so our program is a lot of songs like Put Your Hand in a Hand, How Great Thou Art has always been a huge favorite, and a song like He Touched Me. The Why Me, Lord was a pretty big pop hit, and so we'll be doing some of those. But it's really a fun program. It's not just, it's a very inspirational, but very patriotic, but a lot of it's built around the songs that Elvis loved to hear the Blackwoods sing. And it will be a fun program. I mean, we got one guy that is just a hilarious comedian. And it's a fun pro. But the Blackwoods today, they do a lot of some of the old songs years ago that a lot of people recognize. But then again, we do a lot of the newer gospel songs. And It is a very upbeat program, though. Very upbeat.
Well, very good. We look forward to it coming to the Pella Opera House this Friday, December 9th at 7 p.m. Tickets are available at PellaOperaHouse.org. Thank you for joining us on Let's Talk Pella, and best of luck to you Friday night.
Hey, thank you so much, Andrew. Look forward to everybody to come out and see us.
That concludes today's Wrenchgott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.